Welcome to Mom Tips, your essential dose of positive parenting content from the team at mom.com. Four alternatives to a baby shower. While a lot of people love baby showers for the cute decorations, the community, the games, and of course, the presents, not everyone is on the same page, and that should be respected. Perhaps you're the type of person who has always hated attending baby showers and certainly don't want to attend your own. While it could be that you just don't like baby showers, sometimes people have other valid reasons for opting out of a baby shower. You might have time constraints, health reasons, or baby showers aren't part of your culture. For example, it's considered bad luck in Japan to celebrate before the baby is born. They celebrate after the birth with an oshichiya, a baby naming ceremony that's an intimate gathering with food and gifts. Whatever the reason, here are four alternative ways to welcome a new baby. After all, traditional showers are not the only way to celebrate. 1. A baby sprinkle. Think of a baby sprinkle as a baby shower light, a small intimate gathering of close friends and family. No need for a full meal or games. It's just a time for you to enjoy your loved ones. Small gatherings with more thoughtful activities focused on the mom were always my preference, even pre-COVID, event planner Nancy Park told mom.com. 2. Sip and see. A sip and see is held after the baby is born. Friends and family come over at the same time to sip, maybe some fresh brewed espresso or celebratory champagne, and see the new baby. More to celebrate the baby rather than the mom, it allows new parents to introduce everyone to their new addition in one fell swoop, rather than in multiple individual visits. 3. Virtual celebrations. Considering that we're still in the middle of a pandemic, folks are justifiably leery about meeting in person and wish to protect pregnant people from COVID. If you are looking for safer alternatives to an in-person baby shower, virtual showers are one easy way to go. These virtual get-togethers have become so popular, there are companies that specialize in helping with all aspects of your online celebration. 4. Donating to families in need. For expectant parents who may not need any gifts for themselves or their baby, they can choose to have guests donate to pregnancy centers, foster family resource rooms, orphanages, or local women's shelters. If you are meeting in person, you can also make time to create clean birth kits for women who don't have access to certain resources. Giving, whether with gifts or in service to others, is a wonderful way to warmly welcome your baby into your lives. Come back tomorrow for more mom tips.
Spoken Layer.